Chapter 1. The Rascal Has No Tomorrow. 1.
And a big win for the Japan team!
The morning news anchor sounded particularly enthusiastic.
Good morning. Today is Friday, June 27th. Our top story today is the results of yesterday's big game.
The living room TV was showing a highlight reel from the World Cup, which was currently being held on the other side of the world. The second match of the group stage had been played in the middle of the night, Japan time. The Japan team had been a point behind as the first half drew to an end. A Japanese player, number 10, had been doing some fancy dribbling when the opponent's aggressive defense sent him tumbling. Whistles echoed through the stadium. That had earned them a free kick from just outside the penalty box. Number 4 set the ball and took two steps back for the run-up. The tension was palpable. Sakata Azusagawa watched in stunned horror.
I've seen this before, he muttered.
And not on the midnight live broadcast. He'd seen this exact same highlight reel yesterday morning.
He knew Japan's number 4 was about to kick the ball, the other team's keeper would dive the wrong way, and the ball would soar right into the goal.
Sakata gulped, watching. Number 4's kick scored exactly the way he remembered, netting the team a goal. Their opponents' faces fell as they bit their lips in anguish now that their lead had evaporated. Behind them, number 4 celebrating his successful free kick. The Japan team swarmed him, everyone cheering. Japan had used the momentum from that point to score another goal in the back half. They'd maintained the one-point lead and secured a victory. Sakata grimly watched this identical result play out and went back to his room, trying to shake off the questions flooding his mind. He looked at the alarm clock by his bed. The digital screen showed the date, June 27. The same date announced by the newscaster.
But how?
Sakata was sure today should be June 28. The day before, both the TV and his clock clearly said June 27. This meant today was yesterday, and yesterday was today.
I see. Must be a dream.
Sakata flung himself onto his bed, pulled the covers over him, and went back to sleep. If this was yesterday, he could just sleep till tomorrow. But no sooner had his eyes closed than the door opened.
I thought you were up,
Kaede said, his little sister. Her footsteps came closer.
Can't go back to sleep, get up.
She started shaking him. I'm going to sleep until it's tomorrow.
You don't care about school?
Nope.
Then I'm going to sleep with you.
She grabbed the covers and tried to burrow under.
Well, I'd better get up, Sakata said, sitting up.
Huh? Already?
He moved out as Kaede's panda pajamas moved in. Escaping reality could only get him so far. He headed back to the living room. The morning news was still talking about soccer. Kaede came pattering after him.
Hey, Kaede?
Yes?
This is gonna sound weird.
Like in a dirty way?
No.
Keep your mind out of the gutter,
Kaede said. She covered her face with both hands, wriggling about and refusing to listen.
We saw the same news yesterday, right?
The soccer news?
Kaede asked, peeking through her fingers.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
She didn't seem to know what he meant. Her brow furrowed.
That's what I was afraid of. In that case, don't worry about it.
Sakata had a nasty feeling in his gut, the kind you get when you know you're in trouble. With that lingering sense that something was wrong, he ate breakfast with Kaede. When no explanation seemed forthcoming, Sakata decided he better head to school. Maybe he'd learn more if he left home.
See you soon,
Kaede called after him, grinning.
He got off the elevator on the first floor, took a deep breath, and started to walk to the station.
Sakata paid a lot more attention to his surroundings today. He went through the residential area, which was full of apartment buildings and houses. He passed the park, crossed the bridge, and reached the main thoroughfare. As he neared the station, tall buildings began appearing. Business hotels, home electronics stores, etc. Nothing struck him as particularly out of the ordinary. There were people headed to the station like he was, and housewives taking out the trash. The man from the flower shop was sweeping the sidewalk out front. 10 minutes on foot took him to Fujisawa Station at the heart of Kanagawa Prefecture's very own Fujisawa City. Crowds of office workers and students on their daily commutes, businessmen changing to the Tokaido line, students rushing through the Odakyu gates. A fair number of people, like Sakata, crossing the connective passage to the Enoshima Electric Railway.